It's time for us to sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, for our weekly catch-up of news coming from RNIB and a couple of big topics to discuss today. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Alan. Good to speak to you.
We're going to look at a good news story on employment, but let's start first of all with a look at cost of living in a week where the Bank of England has raised interest rates. And I know you've got a few things you want to talk to us about from an RIB perspective.
I mean, I think, first of all, I would just encourage people to contribute to our sort of surveys and feed into us because, you know, we are treating this as a major issue for us to work on, for the benefit of our beneficiaries and also to be taking, you know, what sort of unrivaled insight really from the VI sector and be able to feed that into a variety of groups. So I mean, I would just really welcome listeners, you know, through our survey or through calling our helpline or whichever channel suits, you know, letting us know about their own circumstances, their own predicaments and their own challenges and their own ideas particularly. And we've actually opened up a survey internally to get our staff to come forward with ideas about what we might do as an organisation to help. You know, every idea is sort of gratefully received. As I said, we have got some great resources to deploy. And if you go on our various social media channels, I'm looking at our website now as I speak to you, you know, there's some great advice, some great FAQs, some great pointers on all sorts of things, welfare, tax, employment, grants, you know, all those things that people potentially could access. Information is there, and I would urge people to engage with that. Hopefully it's pretty self-explanatory, but clearly, you know, ring us, contact us if you need help. And we've seen this week, you know, the fact we've been helping some people with tax, with welfare, getting some reasonable results actually when they've spent a long time trying to engage with bodies that manage those things and not really getting anywhere. So, you know, we do know our way around this landscape and can help. I also think that this is something where the charity sector has got to work better together. You know, clearly we can do a lot as the RNIB, but in some respects, if you're engaging government on some of these major questions or engaging important players, you know, utility companies, you know, the grocers, these people would engage and need to sit up if you banded together with other organisations, other charities. So, you know, we've been having some of these debates within the VI sector of charities, and I attended a meeting yesterday with one of the exec team, which was an eclectic group of sort of CEOs and largely fundraising directors, actually, you know, looking at this and seeing where there were synergies and sort of common ground and what we could do together. So a few good ideas sort of came out of that. And I think that's in itself is only one meeting, but I think it's symptomatic of everyone realising that this is an enormous issue. It's going to be with us for a bit, and the third sector needs to work very closely together to make the whole greater than the sum of the parts.
Well, we've been talking a lot with RNIB's Legal Rights Service. We have regular updates from them. You know, we've been looking at things like universal credit, looking at pension credit. You know, a lot of these things people haven't applied for. You know, there are the billions out there that people are entitled to, even those who are working. And even you mentioned the tax man, you know, the butt of many jokes, but at the end of the day, there are things if you're in work and even not working that can be helpful from HMRC.
No, there is. And we, you know, without betraying the identity of people, we had a couple that we've helped recently where there was not only some income to improve because there was a way of setting up their tax affairs. They're a married couple that hadn't taken advantage of each other's sort of tax allowances and some of these things that you wouldn't necessarily know what to do unless you had the help. And there was also an overcharge tax bill, actually, which we were able to make go away again because of the way that they talked to the HMRC. They hadn't really set their tax affairs out as well as they might. And so when you sort of got the upside, the income, we managed to sort of help them define, as well as the benefit of making the tax bill go away. It was about a £2,000 swing, you know, in terms of benefit. And I think, you know, I'm not saying everyone's got £2,000 sitting there with a tax man, but there is a myriad of benefits, concessions, grants that people can take advantage of that I don't think I defy anyone to maybe know every last detail. So, you know, people need help. And that's where we come in with experts who know this stuff inside out. And, you know, again, I would encourage anyone out there who feels they've got a problem they can't quite resolve or just has a question, an idle question, because they don't quite understand part of this landscape, to give us a call and we could, you know, put them through to the appropriate support. And, you know, we could potentially work some magic, you know, depending on their circumstances.
Absolutely. And we will give some contact details a little bit later. Let's go on to employment, Matt, and some more good news as well from RNIB.
We've got to get more blind and party sighted people into work. There's a lot of people out there who would love to work who haven't been able to land a job. And so you know, we've been pushing hard in including employment in our strategy, and over time really trying to work with large corporations and with sort of employment providers to be much more attuned to getting blind and partially sighted people into work. And we can talk in a few weeks' time about maybe, Alan, the work we're doing with the employment providers. But we've been working with a bunch of businesses, you know, corporations, institutions, to get them up to speed on what we're calling visibly better employment standards, which is basically making those institutions or companies work when it comes to knowing how to recruit, induct, support, provide technology, provide the right physical environment in the workplace for blind and partially sighted people. And clearly, as I mentioned, there's a lot of different strands to how you set yourself up as an organisation to be able to successfully sort of recruit and maintain employment for blind and partially sighted people. So we've just got Tesco signed up as a visibly better employer, which I'm really excited about, not just because I've got a history in retail, but you know, because they're exactly the sort of large organisation that we wanted to get signed up to this. They employ about 110,000 people in the UK. You know, every last job is done by Tesco's, you know, from all the front of house customer facing work through the supply chain to all the back office functions, the web business procurement. So pretty much every job done in the UK will probably be done at somewhere in Tesco. So again, there should be plenty of room in that large recruitment to find some jobs for blind and partially sighted people. So, you know, I'm very excited that they're the next employer we've got signed up. And I really would hope for big things from our relationship with Tesco through this year, and actually use it as a real sort of beacon to educate and show others, you know, the art of the possible. So it's great that we've done it, and it's great that it's coincident with National Employability Day.
Yeah, congratulations to Tesco. Now, if you would like any more information on the services or support that's available from RNIB, including the cost of living support, or you'd like to contribute to the survey, do go to the website rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or if you have an Amazon Echo, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. We are out of time once again. Matt, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
No, my pleasure, Alan. You know, it's interesting times at the moment, but as we've been discussing a couple of quite serious topics today, I think evidence of the RNIB really sort of galvanising itself again around this latest sort of national problem and showing a real ability to respond. So, you know, good to be able to talk about it with you today. Thank you.